Welcome again to another episode of the old mini Pod V Pod. My name is Dean, and as usual, I'm joined today by my good friend and fellow quiz, not even close to being a master, Mr. Daniel Henderson. How are you today?
How can you even say that?
What?
How many have you got total over the last two?
I have lost one.
How many points?
Four.
To my seven. So who's the quiz master, mate?
You're proud of 7 out of 20.
Hey.
Wow, your standards are low.
Two of those last questions were very, very close.
Very close.
Very close.
Close is not
half
good enough.
Point worthy.
As I have learned many, many times.
All right, but this time we've got another mini Pod V Pod.
DVD challenge.
Let the games begin.
Challenge accepted.
And this week's mini Pod V Pod is from another digital citizen. Thank you very much, buddy. We really appreciate all the support.
Absolutely.
And he's gone with the theme of horror.
Ah, yes.
My Achilles heel.
I mean, it's mine too. I'm no good at the old horror, but...
Let's see if you can get better than 2 for 10. I might actually put, get like 1 out of 10.
That would be good.
That's refreshing. That's my bar.
All right. You asked me first last time, so I'll ask you first this time. Here we go. First question from another digital citizen. Who plays Elizabeth in The Bride of Frankenstein?
Pass.
Incorrect. It is actually Valerie Hobson.
Damn, this is going to set the tone.
Valerie Hobson. I'm a little worried at how hard this first question is.
Yeah, mate, here's your first one. Who directed Halloween 3, Season of the Witch?
John Carpenter.
No, it is Tommy Lee Wallace.
Tommy Lee. I think I've seen a movie of his. All right.
Wow, I was thinking of Jones then, but then I realised what you meant.
Okay. Number two for you, Hendo. What movie from 2008 did Thomas Alfredson direct?
Okay.
Not this again. All right, let me run through all 87 films I saw that year. What if you haven't
seen
it?
None of them would be horror. None of them would be horror. So let's take a random stab and say The House of Wax.
No, it's actually a movie I believe you have seen, Let the Right One In.
Ah, yeah, it's a good film.
It is a good film.
Yeah.
I thought you might actually, out of nowhere, smash that film out.
Nah.
So, good.
All right, on to you, mate. Question two. Vincent Price, Frank Lovejoy, and Phyllis Kirk. What movie am I referring to?
Vincent Price sounds familiar.
He does sound familiar.
Vincent Price, Lovejoy, is it?
No. It's not Reverend.
Okay. And someone else I've never heard of. What film are you referring to? I will say Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
No, it's actually House of Wax.
You
That's why I thought it could have been the same.
Why would you
answer.
Say it?
As you're never going to get that.
As if he's going to ask that question with the same answer
this
twice.
This is the 1953 version.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
Yeah. Good start, mate. Nil all.
Yes, this is what it feels like, Kendo. All right, question three. What year did Boris Karloff die?
My God. Boris Karloff. Sounds like an old name.
The horror.
That's not him.
I know. The horror of how hard some of these questions are.
I've heard the name.
You've heard the name Boris from Snatch. You're like, he does sound familiar.
Boris from Goldeneye.
Well, there you go.
But Boris Karloff. Sounds Russian. How can I equate that to what year? Let's go 1976.
No, it's 1969.
Closer than I thought it was going to be.
Me too.
All right, mate. Your next question. Who made the music to The Fog in 1980? Oh, these are just so rough.
The music. John Williams.
John Carpenter.
Oh, I nearly said that. I swear to God, I nearly said it. I was like, nah, that's just stupid.
I tried to throw you off with the whole, all these are rough.
Oh, wow. Oh, I could have got that. Seriously, I had John Carpenter in my head straight away because I know obviously he does music, did Halloween famously. Damn, that sucks. All right, number four. In The Silence of the Lambs, who played Dr. Frederick Chilton?
I think it's Anthony Heald.
Correct.
Ooh, nice. That might be the clincher.
Could be.
All right, mate. Question four. Who played Lila Crane in the remake of Psycho from 1998?
I mean, let's get the obvious out of the way. It's not Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, clear that one out of your head.
Blonde from the 90s. Oh, for some reason, I've got Michelle Williams in my head, but she's far too young. 90s blonde, but not like good actress. It'd be someone pretty low-key to sign on to do this. Yeah, see, there's another one that I should get. I don't think it's right, but I'll say Drew Barrymore.
I love how far you went down the wrong track. You're thinking blonde, not famous. It is, of course, the iconic famous redhead, Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Ugh. What was she thinking?
She's thinking I'm going to be in Psycho.
Wow.
With Vince Vaughn.
Ugh. Okay. I mean, I was never getting that, so that's okay.
All right. My fifth question.
The Cabin in the Woods came out in what year?
I think it's 2011.
No, it's 2012.
Ah.
I thought you'd get that. You're good with years.
Yeah. Well. Speaking of years, Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2 came out what year?
2008.
Really?
I have no idea.
Do you know when the first Blair Witch came out?
1998?
Nine. So Blair Witch 2 came out in 2000.
What?
Yeah.
I thought there was actually, like, for real, a decent length of time.
No.
1 year later.
They capitalized on that as quick
as
possible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay.
All right. So, first round over, and we've got one to me and nil to you.
Nice.
All right, mate, let's get to our questions.
All right, Hendo. Which Friday the 13th movie has the longest runtime?
Did watch all of these recently, except the remake. Do you include Freddy versus Jason? I feel like there's only one that goes just over an hour and a half. Ooh, is it Jason X?
No, it is Friday the 13th Part 8. Jason Takes Manhattan at a whopping 100 minutes.
Yes.
Wow.
Super short. All right, your next question, mate, is also in the theme of Friday the 13th.
Yes, I've seen all of one of them, I think.
Which one of these Friday the 13th subtitles is the first chronologically? And I'm going to do them in alphabetical order here. A New Beginning, Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday, Jason Lives, Jason Takes Manhattan, The Final Chapter, or The New Blood. Do you want me to say them again?
No, I'll say Jason Lives.
No, it is the untrue, The Final Chapter, as part four.
Oh, okay.
So we went Friday the 13th, then we went part two, and then part three.
Okay, fair enough.
Then we went The Final Chapter, then A New Beginning, Jason Lives, The New Blood, Jason Takes Manhattan, and then Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday, which is also untrue.
Fair enough.
And they're all shit.
All right. In 2017, It became the highest grossing horror film of all time. What film did it take that mantle off?
The two films that come to mind is Paranormal Activity and The Blair Witch Project. I'll say Paranormal Activity.
No, it's actually I Am Legend.
That's a horror?
It is.
I wasn't scared. It's not a horror. I never thought of it as a horror. Legit never thought of it as a horror.
Well, congratulations, it is.
Thank you.
And I think the two movies you're saying would be the most profitable, not the actual highest box office, because both of them were made for fucking nothing.
Yeah, true.
And made a lot considering what they were made for.
Oh, here's your next question, mate. Name the three lead actors in Jaws. And once again, Dean is trying to cheat by looking at my Jaws poster.
I mean, it's right behind you. What do you want me to do?
Look at the ground.
You got to plan these questions out a bit better. They're not even the posters behind me. They are behind your head. Is it Richard Dreyfuss? Roy Schreiber.
And I've now moved over to his side of the room.
And Roy Schreiber.
You're not getting the piss off.
Richard Dreyfuss, Roy Schreiber. Should I see another one? Richard Dreyfuss, Roy Schreiber. Is Harry Shaw? Robert Shaw.
Oh, thank God.
That was close. Yeah, you got to stop doing that, man. Be aware of what you got plastered all over the walls.
All right, you cheating bastard. Hit me up with my next question.
All right. Who directed Red Dragon?
Brett Ratner.
Correct. It's good.
Thank you. Oh, that puts me to a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, I think I'm done here. What's...
Oh, we forgot to mention the movie.
Oh, yeah. What is the movie?
Troll 2.
Ugh.
Yeah. You might want to say, oh, my God. Because that's all I know about that film.
Yeah, me too.
I actually think it's in IMDb's bottom 100.
Nice. Thank you. Along with...
Disaster movie.
Yes.
All right, three questions left, mate. Let's see how you go. Which one of these isn't a Living Dead movie?
I don't even know what that means.
See, now you got Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, those kind of movies.
Okay.
Which one of these isn't one of these movies? Land, Rise, Diary, or Survival?
Which one? So only one of them isn't.
Only one of them is not a Something of the Dead movie.
Rise of the Dead,
mm-hmm.
Land of the Dead,
mm-hmm.
Diary of the Dead,
mm-hmm.
Survival of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I think Diary of the Dead sounds stupid and it wouldn't be the answer because it really sticks out as not a good title. So I think that's the easy go-to if you have no idea. I don't think it's that. I'm going to go Survival of the Dead. It sounds very clunky.
No, it is Rise of the Dead. That is a fake movie.
Okay.
Made that up myself.
Did you really?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. If I get this one, it just seals it.
Okay. Rank the most kills out of the following horror characters. And these are given in alphabetical order. Chucky, Freddy Krueger, Jason, the Leprechaun, and Michael Myers.
Which character killed the most people?
Rank.
Oh, rank them? You son of a bitch. I know Jason's first, so pop that in there. You threw the Leprechaun in, you bastard. They made like fucking 13 of those goddamn films.
Did they?
Yeah. Like Leprechaun in the Hood and all that.
In the Hood?
Yeah, legit.
Okay. Was Cuba Gooding in it?
I have no idea. I haven't seen a single one of them. I think Jennifer Aniston's in the first one, though, before, like, pre-Friends.
Before Friends?
Yeah. I mean, I'll go... I know that Michael Myers wasn't in one of the movies, so maybe that drops his kill count down. I'll go Jason, Freddy, Chucky, Leprechaun, Michael.
No, it's Jason, Michael, Leprechaun, Chucky, Freddy.
Okay.
And Jason, for the record, miles ahead of anyone else.
Yeah. All right. I'm on 2-0 with 2 questions left, so all you can do is a tie, mate. Question 9. Which Saw film has the lowest rating on IMDb?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No.
Oh, I don't even know if they go how high it goes, so.
It is the Saw 3D, the final chapter, which was the 7th one before they did Jigsaw.
Did you say Saw 3?
No, I said Saw 3D.
The final Jigsaw.
All these movies, final chapter. No, it's not.
Never heard of it. As we said, horror, not our strong points.
No. All right.
So that's it. You've won.
I have won yet again.
Okay. Well, let's finish this off with a question here for you. Your last question. Name every Stephen King movie adaptation, and it doesn't have to be horror, that has won at least one Oscar.
So I'm not saying the amount. I'm saying the films.
Yes.
Shawshank Redemption. Did The Green Mile win anything? Ugh. I don't think The Shining won anything either. I don't know all the Stephen King films. Was Misery one? Did that win anything? Fuck, The Shawshank Redemption. That's all I'm saying.
You are incorrect.
All right. What's the other ones?
There is only one film that has won.
Oh, it didn't win anything, did it?
Shawshank did not win anything.
So blinded by its awesomeness.
The only Oscar ever won by a Stephen King adaptation to this point is Kathy Bates in Misery.
Okay, so, yep. All right. Man, we should just said the number. Yeah, Shawshank Redemption, so it's won. Not very good. But your last question, mate.
Hope it's a thinker.
I have a multiple choice for you.
Sure, I can take my time.
Who directed The Last House on the Left? Is it Wes Craven, Dario Argento, Sam Raimi, or John Carpenter?
Sam Raimi.
No, it's Wes Craven.
Okay.
So well done on the big 0-10, mate.
Ah, well, there you go. Trolls 2, here we come.
Turns out 2 points was enough.
Yes.
Man.
What a round.
Trolls 2.
2 out of 20, correct. Interesting. All right, Trolls 2. Yeah, it's short though, isn't it?
I think you might need to watch the first Trolls first to understand what's going on.
No chance. Although Jennifer Aniston's in it, so.
No, that's Leprechaun.
Oh, maybe
you're getting your horror franchises mixed up.
Gee, however would I do that?
I actually think Trolls 2 has Julia Louis-Dreyfus in it.
Okay, nice.
So there's a familiar face. But until next time, thank you very much, another digital citizen. And thank you, patrons, for listening to the episode, for contributing. And we will see you next time for our next mini Pod V Pod.
Bye.